Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Continuing coverage of the 10 people killed, 3 people injured in the mass murder at the Tops Market on Jefferson Avenue this past Saturday. There was a ceremony out there yesterday commemorating the moments of that attack. Joining us now to talk about things in general regarding the attack and how to move forward, the Reverend James Giles, mostly known, I guess, for association with Buffalo Peacemakers. But Reverend Giles, you have done 45 years worth of work here in the city, including Back to Basics, the Stop the Violence Coalition, director of the SNUG program. Kind of sum up some of your thoughts, first of all, on the week that's gone by and the moment of silence yesterday, if you would.
I thought the moment of silence, you know, was a poignant statement. And I actually, you know, I'm encouraging everyone to have that on this day. But it would have been more reflective on Saturday. But those that are in services, where is the prayer chapels around the world, it's that we all are lifting up those families and those individuals that impacted by this event. In terms of how things are developing, first of all, the city of Buffalo has never experienced quite that, even when the .22 caliber was running around here, shooting people indiscriminately about 40 years ago. This here has traumatized, and it has ripple effects. The effects go from not just the impact, not even just for the circle that's going around the stores, the people, the community that's around Tops, the community that frequent Tops. So those individuals, and I've been talking with some of the workers that were there, they're impacted. Their families are impacted, that are concerned about them. I got mothers that I'm dealing with because I run youth programs that are telling me they're not sending their children to school. So I think in response to the tragedy, the wonderful thing and the awesome thing that is transpiring before our eyes is the fact that everybody from this community has said and leaned into, what is it that I can do to help? What is it that I can do to make things better? What do we need to do as a collective to make sure something like this doesn't happen? And where do I fit in? You know, so that's the amazing piece. I've seen a level of unity that our community has experienced that I never experienced before, and I've been here since 1975 in the city of Buffalo. So that's that outcome is the amazing piece to that. Now, the challenge is how to sustain that type of care and concern, because if that type of care and concern happens around the world, especially here in these United States, then we're not going to have groups. Like the real beast in this is not the man that pulled the trigger. Like, this was a tool. This young man was conditioned like a dog would be conditioned to attack. And he did that, you know, and as angry as we are over the outcome of what he did, him himself, I am more angry at the trainers. I'm more angry at the beast in the system that raised him up to do such a thing, because the truth of the matter, that individual's life is over, and now there's others that are going to be made in his fashion, because the beast still remains, the real beast in this thing, is the culture and the group that train him, that group that propagates that kind of hatred. In answer to your question, how we're going forward, we're going forward together in unity. There are a lot of strategic planning conversations. Duncan just had one on yesterday with the community group. So these are the positive steps that we can do. I know everybody feels the need to do something. And the role that God has placed me in is try to coordinate some of those efforts. But there has been some amazing people. I've seen people come from all parts of New York State, in fact, to come down here to demonstrate the love and the care and the concern that they have toward what was going on in the city of Buffalo.
I want to point out, Reverend Giles, that I'm looking at the page, the GoFundMe page for the Buffalo 514 Survivors Fund. It is already, in less than a week, over $1.314 million. And you touched on this in what you just said, that these donations, while they're fine and they're great and they're much needed, may not be there all the time. So what about the long-term needs of the community? I mean, as it stands right now, there is no Tops. There is no supermarket for that community, and people are being shuttled back and forth. People are distributing food. How long is that going to be able to be sustainable?
So, and the truth of the matter is, it's not going to be sustainable, not to the level that it is now. It's going to trickle down. But one of the things that my organization, and I have not just the Peacemakers and GYC and Mad Dads and MVP and other groups, we're already engaged with community and community. I was literally taking dinners, going by Kentucky Fried Chicken and getting pasta things and bringing that over to the families that got all this company coming in from out of town because of these. So it's going to take that kind of effort that we that are really concerned don't let up. And I assured them that we would be here for them for as long as they need us. And so and the mental health community, the restorative justice community, the trauma community, they have leaned into this as well with the understanding that they know the ripple effect is going to impact a lot of children, especially little London Thomas, the little girl that was hid in the refrigerator that says she's never want to go to any store again. See, it's stuff like that. That means she's going to be impacted by going into public places. That means school as well. So it's a big problem that we have. But I think we have the players that are necessary, capable of change. I have the funding community. I'm talking to you. You talk about the $1.3 million. But all the major foundations in the area are sitting around, and they're discussing how is it that we can impart funding or resources to help this community heal, which is amazing. I got corporations, you know, because they've called me. What is it that we can do? Where is it that we can fit? And all I want to do is we need to figure out how does all of that trickle down to the impacted families. And so that's why I'm directly dealing with the families because I know because some of them are saying, you know, all this money is being raised for us, but nobody's called us. No, somebody's calling and we're going to call and they're following up. The district attorney's office, the crime assistance program through that office, Kim Rapp has already arranged to get children. They're out of town. And now they didn't have no way of getting here. The children are the deceased, and they are doing those things. So there are a lot of elements all over. The city of Buffalo is coming forth. The mayor is taking charge on making sure those impacted families are having services that they need. The utility companies, Ken Kajawa, you know, called me and said, listen, we're going to make sure if people are struggling because they lost the breadwinner and can't pay the bills, they're going to make sure all of those kind of things. So it's that kind of love and harmony and unity that is going to be the very thing to help this community. To your question, how is it going to be sustained?
And the Tops supermarket itself, John Persons, president and CEO, says he is adamant that they will reopen the store. And as you well know, there has been now a call to not reopen that store. So here's the dilemma. You have a place, a community that desperately needs that supermarket. And in the interim, they have to, as we just talked, continue these efforts, but also then what, necessarily build a new store? Is that the most appropriate action that Tops should be taking here, you think?
Yeah, I think what it is, so first of all, we need the story. It's a need. You know, it's not a question of this is a privilege or a right or anything. No, there's a need, a fundamental need for to have a major supermarket in that area. As a matter of fact, it not only needs to be rebuilt, it needs to be enlarged, you know, to begin accommodate with its peers. You know, our people, they visit Tops in other areas, right? And they automatically make such comparison. And they say there's only this quality here because it's us. And see, we got to heal that too. So if Mr. Pearson plans on developing that and they need to reconfigure it so that, you know, cameras or something, some kind of alerts, they can see so that that thing doesn't happen again. So it needs to be there. It may need to be built up from the ground up. I don't know. It may just need to be refurbished and remodeled so that it's more configured to resist something like that. And so that's what I suspect that's going to happen. But we have to have those services and a supermarket in that area. That's a must. That should not be a subject to debate. And those individuals that don't want to see Tops come up there then ought to have an alternative plan. If not Tops, then what?
Indeed. Now, as far as the message you're delivering in church to your congregations today, what is that going to be?
My message is it's called Jehovah Jireh, that God will provide, that he is a provider. He's going to sustain us through this. And those things, individuals that are standing on the side thinking they're left behind, no, he's going to show up in their lives. He's going to make provisions, and that's the wonderful thing about God. No matter what the tragedy or travesty, he will come forth and provide. And that's going to be my message today.
And is there anything else that you need to get communicated to the community at large as far as how they can help direct some of their some of the services? What would be the most important thing?
One of the most important thing is there are other groups, and I understand people utilizing platforms. There are other groups that are coming down to make their case for their point. This is not an appropriate setting to do that just because there's a lot of people and there are masses there to kind of hear your voice. I think we should really be focusing on the trauma and the harm that has been committed on these people and figuring out how to heal them. What words do I say that can encourage them, that give them some assurances? But when I'm coming out and I'm attacking stuff, that's more that stuff that's contention and that fighting. And I'm not saying those fights, those battles should not be fought. But I wouldn't want to use this as a platform to do that. I've been talking with some of the family members, and they're not understanding that. They feel people are taking advantage of their pain when they do that. And I just want that community to be sensitive of that.
Understood. I appreciate the fact that you took some time out on what is a very busy day for you and what's been a very busy week. Reverend, thank you, and be well.
Okay. All right. Thank you, and God bless you.
Reverend James Giles joining us here on WBEN.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.